Morgan Heyman and Dave Simmons of Linwood Alive appeared before the Pocahontas County Commissioners at their October 5th meeting and asked them to provide Linwood Alive with $160,000 to help them construct approximately 0.8 mile of sidewalk from the intersection of U.S. 219 and West Virginia 66 to Snowshoe Drive. Simmons explained that this project has been proposed for many years, and at one time the state had approved $800,000, but recently reduced that amount to $640,000. Commissioner Helmick agreed the project was needed not only for the safety of pedestrians, but for its ability to unite the Linwood community. The commissioners agreed to further study and discuss this at a future work session. The commission was also asked by Stephanie Moore, the executive director of the Family Refuge Center, for $45,072.54 from the county's American Rescue Plan's allotted funds to make up for their temporary loss of funding from the Victims of Crime Act, or VOCA, due to COVID-19. Once again, the commissioners decided to discuss this request at a future work session. Kara Rose, director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, updated the commissioners regarding the Pocahontas County Bicentennial events. Rose said the Huntersville events were canceled due to COVID this weekend, but a low-key event was held this past weekend at Discovery Junction in Marlinton. She said they are planning to go ahead with a reading of the original resolution creating Pocahontas County at 2 p.m. on Saturday, December the 18th at Huntersville, which was the original county seat, and with a mock commission session on March 3rd at Huntersville, commemorating the 200th anniversary of the organizing of the county and of the first county court session. The commissioners also agreed to pass an official proclamation proclaiming the founding of the county at their December 21st regular meeting, which will be held on the actual 200th year anniversary of the founding of the county, which occurred on December 21st, 1821. The commissioners did take action on the following. Regarding the county's broadband efforts, they agreed to open a checking account to handle funds from the approved $2.5 million ARC broadband grant. They approved sending documents to the state regarding the broadband project. And they approved draw number 3 in the amount of $11,500 from the broadband study grant to pay their engineer consultant for the month of August. They also agreed to interview 3 bidding architectural firms for Pocahontas Memorial Hospital's HVAC and roof project. Those companies are Becker Morgan, ZMN Architects, and Thompson and Litton. The interviews will begin at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, October 19th, before their regular evening meeting. They also selected 3 engineering companies to be interviewed for the water sewer project at Pocahontas Memorial Hospital on the same date, also before the regular commission meeting. Those firms are E.L. Robinson Engineering, Potesta & Associates, and Dunn Engineers Incorporated. They approved a subagreement with the Greenbrier Valley Conservation District to remove a large weeping willow tree along Marlin Run in Marlinton for $3,250, which is reimbursable to the county under the subagreement. The tree is leaning and threatening buildings in town. They approved the appointments of Janet Gigo, Donald McNeil, Christine Rubinsky, Jennifer Barlow, and Ron Fleming to the County EMS Authority Board. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.